radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online, nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon, this Giving Tuesday. They named Giving Tuesday. I think Giving Wednesday is more powerful. In fact, I think next year we're going to highlight Giving Wednesday. But really,
don't mess with a good thing.
We're not messing with a good thing. We're just trying to change the world. So let me just challenge you, our listeners, me, our host, Martha, and I together, just to recognize the fact that our workplace, your workplace, it's your mission field. And in that mission field, you and me, we may be the only Jesus our coworkers, our employees may ever meet. The job that you hold, the work that you do, the people that you work with, none of that is by chance. The people that you work with, they need to meet Jesus. And you may be their only chance. And we intro the show today with all of that because that's why we're on the air. We're on the air because you and I have been given a unique calling. Our workplaces, as diverse as the thousands and thousands of people that will hear this show, as diverse as those workplaces are, no matter what you do, you have been given a gift from God. It's called work. And He wants to come alongside you in that workplace and allow your life to be a light to those around you. But we have to turn that light on. So many of us have grown accustomed to turning the switch off when we walk into the office on Monday and turning it back on when we celebrate TGIF on Friday. We need to keep that light on. Our world needs Jesus. Our world needs Jesus. Now, they're not going to go to church to find Jesus. They don't even know they need Jesus. They think Jesus is just another name that's attached to several other four-letter words. They need Jesus. Jesus is the answer to all the screaming out there. Jesus is the answer to all the pain and the suffering that's out there. Jesus is the answer to the discord that is out there. But He told us there'd be trouble. He told us that there would be people that wouldn't love the message that He brought us, the unconditional love, the unconditional forgiveness message. But you and I, we may be the hope. We may be the only hope our workplaces may ever see. Martha, it has been so many years we've been on the air talking about this intersection of faith and work, and so many hours and hours, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 hours of radio as we've talked about this. Do you think it's catching on?
Oh, most definitely. And I think that the biggest thing is that God is just stirring in the hearts of people all over the place. So what we have seen is the fact that what we're talking about on the radio is not unique to just the people that we uncover, but that God is stirring in the hearts of so many people. What is my purpose? Why do I work? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Is there something more? All of those kinds of questions about life, a lot of them can be answered through the lens of God created work on purpose for me to be a light in that work and to do it with excellence and to use the gifts and talents that I've been given and so many things. So it's just been amazing how we have seen that people respond because of the fact that they get it, that they say, you know, I see my purpose. I was thinking about the show we just did yesterday with Dave Kale and his book, The Good Book on Business.
Right.
And, that's a play on words because the good book is the Bible and he wrote a good book on business. And so, we learn from scripture so much that correlates with our work that we've been missing, that we just haven't necessarily seen until we're looking through that lens. So I'm very excited that we've been able to share that message and just look at it from different vantage points and learn ourselves, Jim, how important our work is.
Hey, you know, listeners, we appreciate you guys so much, and we've had so much fun being on the air with you, and we wanted to just remind you, we love to hear from you, we love to get comments from you, we love to be able to get feedback from you and suggestions from you. We've got on our website, iworkforhim.com, that's iworkthenumber4him.com. On that website, there's a contact us, and we love to hear from you and leave us suggestions. Also, our listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-9675. That's where you call in to win stuff when we're giving it away. But it's also the place where you can leave us a verbal message if you don't feel like typing. I got a message from Ralph a couple of days ago. I loved this message because Ralph had some good feedback for me, and I want to share that with our audience today because I think this is something many people are asking. Ralph wrote, I found your podcast a couple months ago, and I've been eating up all the episodes. That's really nice because, you know, words of affirmation are really important to me. All right. Thank you for your ministry. There seems to be a lot of support for C-level individuals and executives. Can you point me to an episode or other resources for those who do not hold those positions? I'm a first-generation believer and can use all the help I can get on how to live out my faith in my work. I'm in a client-facing position and would love to hear more practical ways on how believers live out their faith with external clients. So I sent Ralph an email back, and I loved his feedback because that it has been a comment in my own mind. I've been thinking, Martha, in 2019, we need to dig deeper into the middle of organizations to get more, how are people doing it that aren't running the place? Yes. And so I love this. So what I told Ralph is to check out workmatters.org, workmatters.org, a phenomenal organization for anybody at any level in organizational chart. Also, Oz Hillman's daily devotional, todaygodisfirst.org. And then I told him, because he said he was in a customer-facing position, I told him about a couple of podcasts that we did out there with a guy named Ron Johnson from Michigan, who wrote the book Customer Service and the Imitation of Christ. I loved that book, and I wanted to make sure that people knew about it. So that's what I told Ralph about. But if you've got suggestions like that for us, Martha and I would love to, and I'm dominating the microphone, I'm sorry, baby. We would love to hear from you. If you know people that are not at the top of the organization but are really a light in their organization, we want to hear about those people. We want to hear from you. Let us know. Send us an email on the Contact Us page on iworkforhim.com or call the listener line at 866-713-9675.
Yeah, so one of the things, you know, I was thinking about that when you shared that email with me was the fact that naturally what happens is that leaders tend to be more vocal, you know, so what we're getting are the people that are using this idea of their work as a platform for their faith. If they're a leader, they're speaking out more. And so we have noticed that, but that's also who we've been getting on the show. And so we are so thankful, and we want to make sure that we're talking to everybody. And that's why we always say workplace, because we believe students, their workplace is school. We believe that stay-at-home moms, their workplace is the home.
And we've interviewed some moms.
Yes. So.
Keep going.
Well, it's really hard because I keep thinking you're going to. Anyway, so
I just got the death glare.
Understand that all of us have a different perspective on our work. Sometimes some of us work alone, and how do we even have that conversation? So we will be more intentional about trying to address those different areas throughout our interviews and help you to better know how to apply it in your own workplace.
And those of you that are listening today, we just would love for you to just pass on the word that this show is on every day. But you guys can stream it no matter where you are every day. On our website, iworkforhim.com, that's iworkthenumber4him.com, multiple times a day, if you see the blinking red button that says on air on our website, we're streaming somewhere, and the next day it gets podcasted, but it is always great for you to listen right off our website.
Well, and the reason that that's important is not everybody's in their car at exactly the same time every day. Now, if you're a mom going to car line, I get a lot of those responses from people that are like, I listen in the car line, and you know, my kids are getting to listen to I Work For Him as well. So hopefully that next generation, they'll just be picking up some great information while they're still young and impressionable. But we realize not everybody's in the car every day. So pick it up when you can't online.
All right. We would love for you to join us and join the I Work For Him Nation. You know, we play a commercial every day, but we would love for you to join the I Work For Him Nation and join alongside of us to be a change agent in your workplace. Commit to praying for those people that you work alongside each and every day. Look for ways to serve them over and above what your job requires. Look for ways to befriend them outside of the workplace so that you can develop a relationship where you could share what Jesus has done in your life. Look for ways to pray with people when you notice you're having a rough day. But all along, being a person of excellence, that's what it means to join the I Work For Him Nation. Go out to iworkforhim.com, click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Martha and I will be right back with more on I Work For Him.
This is Luke Andrews with Bel Air Wealth Management. Dave and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. The final weeks of 2018 are here. It's time to meet with your financial advisor to make sure you have prepared to maximize your giving, your saving, and your retirement contributions. Christ calls us to be good and faithful stewards. Let Dave and I come alongside on your mission to be faithful stewards. Give us a call at 727-586-5655. That's 727-586-5655 or online at bwmadvisors.com.
Reconnect One with Carmen LaBurge.
The song says, and the heart cries, I want to leave a legacy. How will they remember me? How do we instill lasting faith and values in the next generation? An old rancher in Texas summed it up to me this way many years ago. I figure it all comes down to what they heard, what they overheard, and how I heard my herd. He explained that he prays each morning for his cattle and his kids. Jesus talked about being the good shepherd, he said, and how his sheep hear his voice and know him and follow him. I try to herd my herd of cattle and my herd of kids with a voice they want to hear and a lead they want to follow. You prod when you have to, but far better for everyone if they just come when they're called, knowing they're going to be cared for and loved. When you think about your herd, what have they heard and what have others overheard as our lives become legacy?
Reconnect today's headlines with God's perspective. Visit reconnectwithcarmen.com. reconnectwithcarmen.com.
Convene is coming to Florida. Learn more about this Christ-centered community of peer-to-peer advisory teams and executive coaching at the complimentary Convene Discovery event, November 28th at Palm Beach Atlantic University, Orlando. Meet Convene Advisory Chair Bob Spence, Central Florida Chamber of Commerce President Mark Goldstein, and Celebration Community Church Pastor Greg Heitch. The complimentary Convene Discovery event, November 28th in Orlando. Register at convenenow.com/Bob Spence-discovery. convenenow.com/Bob Spence-discovery.
Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
One of the unconventional concepts in the Bible is generosity. Imagine when the Israelites first learned of God's requirement to give the first 10% of their harvest to God. I can imagine one of these farmers saying, "Let me get this right. I planted seeds, cultivated the ground, and worked hard to harvest my crops, and now that I've finally seen fruit, you want me to give the first 10% away?" God's directive must have sounded crazy, but generosity worked. When God's people were generous, God was generous to them. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 9:6, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Today has been proclaimed Giving Tuesday. It's a great day to practice God's unconventional approach.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
In this month where we celebrate thankfulness, Martha and I thank you for tuning into I Work For Him to hear amazing stories of what God is doing in the workplaces of America. Are you grateful to someone in your workplace that's living out their faith? Have you experienced an incredible kingdom experience at a local business? Nominate their story to be heard on the radio. Go to our website and tell us their story. iworkforhim.com. Click on the contact tab. That's iworkforhim.com/contact.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I just welcome you to Giving Tuesday.
That's right, Jim. So as most people probably know, and you were alluding to it earlier, you're like,
I alluded?
Well, no, you were pretty direct about it, actually. You said, why isn't it Giving Wednesday or whatever? Well,
every day should be a giving day.
You are very right. But here's one of the things that we know, and that is that a lot of people have not grown up in an environment of generosity, and a lot of people are only looking for their tax write-off. So this is that time of year where people, they don't really know all of the concepts of generosity. They just know that I need to look at my books and see if I need to make a donation. So that's what somebody created to, no, that's not why they created Giving Tuesday. But, you know, we have Thanksgiving, then we have Black Friday, then we have Small Business Saturday, then we have Cyber Monday. We skip Sunday.
We should make up a church thing. Valentine's Day and Mother's Day and Father's Day, all made up holidays.
No, then we have Cyber Monday. Who cares if it's made up?
Okay.
Cyber Monday and then Giving Tuesday. And that is what today is.
All right. This is my opening monologue that I put off till this segment because I wanted to make sure that we just really had a chance to just give you some other ideas. And you never get to hear Martha and I just like freewheeling on the air, which is what that first segment was. Generosity, it's a gift. It's a gift that flows through the heart of every human being, but's unleashed by the power of Jesus in our lives. A generous life is a life lived in freedom, complete freedom, freedom from the entanglements of stuff. Some may call it other things, but I'll just call it stuff today. Freedom from the collection of worthless possessions that crowd out the peace of our lives. Jesus demonstrated generosity in everything he did. What about you? Does generosity flow from your heart, from my heart? Does your stuff in your bank account have a hold on your mind and on your heart? Is your 10% tithe more like 1 or 2%? Is your giving stifled by too many credit cards and car payments? Is your freedom to give forfeited by a slavery to your lifestyle? Today is Giving Tuesday. Many of you don't know this, or if you know this, you're not sure what to do with this. Today, we're going to be stretched. We're going to stretch you. We're going to stretch us, because we all need to be stretched by this conversation about generosity. And it's not just generosity to I Work For Him. Sure, we would love for you to help I Work For Him expand, but that's what this is about. This conversation is about generosity, because as Christ followers, we should be the most generous people in the nation, in the world. Our lives should not be encumbered by garbage, by stuff that fills up our garages. We live in Florida, for those of you listening to the show today, and you're not from Florida. We live in Florida. In Florida, people have two-car garages that they don't put cars in because they have so much stuff, they got it in their garage. And when their garage is full, they go put it in a storage unit. And when they put it in a storage unit, then they have monthly storage unit payments too, and all of this stuff never gets used, but it all is an encumbrance on their mind. Christ followers, listen to the show. I Work For Him listeners, get rid of that stuff. Be generous. Give it away while it's still worthwhile to somebody else. Don't let anything have a hold on your heart.
You know, and that is a really good word. You know, when a thing has a hold on our heart, that can be a dangerous place to be. So that's really a great conversation to be having because of the fact that a lot of times stuff keeps us from the very things we want to be doing. For instance, if you have a really big house and you have to spend your Saturdays cleaning that really big house and you wish that you could be going and looking at Christmas lights in the local gardens that have been decorated, but you don't have time because you're so busy cleaning your five bathrooms or whatever it is, you know. I mean, just think about the perspective. What?
Most people who have five-bedroom, five-bathroom houses have a cleaning lady.
Well, but if... Okay.
But they're having to spend money on that.
This was my little analogy, Jim. I'm just trying to make a point here that if something has a hold on your heart that's keeping you from... maybe just some pleasures in life that don't cost anything.
Well, and those are the most valuable pleasures that we have.
Most definitely.
All right. So
take me to look at the garden lights, okay?
I will. Well, you know, speaking of garden lights, did you guys catch the Facebook video of the house whose lights were set to techno music? It was unbelievable. I shared it on my line. Michael, you should check that out.
Yeah, I think somebody said a post like those poor neighbors or something.
Oh, yeah, I said that. I said the poor. Think of the neighbors. This house's lights were all set to techno music.
Which is pretty cool.
It was very, very cool. All right, so generosity. Giving Tuesday. What's this all about? Well, here's the deal. Most of us accumulate our stuff and we keep it for us. But God never intended that to be. He has given some people the ability to accumulate, to be blessed with more than others. But everybody, whether it was the poor widow who gave a half of a penny, and God said she was, Jesus said she was the most generous person at the temple giving an offering, to people that are given millions and billions of dollars to be a steward of, all of us are called to be generous. All of us are called to give of ourselves, even if it hurts. Why is that? Because people who understand that generosity really comes from the heart, when you start to realize that there's nothing sacred. So if you have, let's just say you find somebody that needs, they need a car, and you've got a car, and you've got an extra car, and you like it because it's your weekend driver, but somebody else really needs a car. Give them your stupid car. You don't need, how many of us need to have an extra car sitting around? I mean, it'd be nice. I mean, it'd be nice, certainly, if it's a fast car, but you can't, if you're living in Florida, again, too dangerous. You can't ever drive a car fast here anyway, and people try to run you off the road all the time anyway. All right, yeah, traffic alert, by the way. It's cold up north, and the roads are filling up down here. Welcome to all of you northerners listen to us that are now down here in Florida. We love you. Thank you for helping pay our taxes. And, you know, there are lots of great organizations here you can plug into and be generous to right here in the Tampa Bay region, Lakeland, and all over Jacksonville and the First Coast.
Oh, you just made a really good point.
I did?
Yes. The fact that when
first
people
one this
come,
month.
No.
That's what she said.
I did not say that. That might be what you heard because you, you
generosity.
Know.
Generosity.
Anyway.
That's right.
Generosity. So I was just thinking about that. A lot of people, when they come for the winter, they don't necessarily know how to spend their time. And so without the winter flying by and then you saying, what did I do with all my time when I came to visit in Florida, is to
I golfed all
make
winter.
An intentional point to get involved in a ministry or to get involved in some kind of a need organization. If anybody can hear that, Jim's pouring his Mountain Dew. I'm not sure
no,
why.
No, my Mountain Dew is gone.
Oh, he's
and
pouring,
I'm pouring water,
water
in my Mountain Dew.
He's drinking water.
You
know,
when you made a noise pouring your water, drinking your, I didn't make a comment.
You could have.
I could have.
So anyway, get involved. Don't let your winters fly by and then you say, what did I do of importance this winter?
Because there's so many of you out there who are retired, quote unquote, but yet it's not biblical to be retired. There is so much incredible wisdom that you've been given. Those of you that are 50 plus out there who are quote unquote retired and you're walking the beaches collecting seashells and you're playing golf or whatever it is that you're doing, just know that the wisdom that you've been given is desperately needed by the upcoming generations. Please find a place here in Florida, wherever you are listening to the show, all over the country, because we have people listening in every state and around the world. Right. If you are somebody of wisdom, what was it, chronologically superior to somebody else, further along in your spiritual walk, a step ahead in your spiritual walk than somebody else, please invest your life in other people. And while you're down here all winter long, there are tons of people who could use to hear your heart. Don't sequester yourself in with other people just like you. Break out. Get into a small group of young people.
Oh, that would be a good one.
All right, back
and remember,
to generosity.
Not everybody is in Florida during the winter, but
no, they're in Arizona.
It might feel like
no, that's
they
right.
are, but they're all over the country, and some people actually stay put in the cold.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine?
And so wherever
I'll
you
be
are,
home for Christmas.
Take advantage of the time that God has given you to invest in other people, and we appreciate that because the next generations appreciate it as well.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but not here in Florida because I know most of you Floridians would flip out if we had snow on Christmas. All right. But generosity, this is a lifestyle. And I will tell you, as I said in my opening monologue that I did in the second segment, generosity brings freedom. You know, all of you know somebody who has everything they want and they are burdened by it. All of you know people who have significant wealth, more wealth than you, even though almost all of you listen to the show are in the top 1-5% of the world's wealthiest people. All of you know somebody that's got more stuff than you. But are they happy? Does all that stuff bring happiness? No, generosity. But and that's the other really cool thing. You know, we talked about the National Christian Foundation many times. There are all kinds of incredible organizations out there that today on Giving Tuesday are asking for your cash. We would like your boats, your cars, and your real estate, and we can help them through the National Christian Foundation liquidate them and put them into incredible use to spread the message of I Work For Him across the country. So maybe you're looking for a great tax write-off. We can help you with that. We would love that. And there was a lot of great organizations, but by setting up a National Christian Foundation Giving Fund, you can make the donation today and spread out that wealth to ministries across the country after the first of the year.
But they don't have to set up a fund.
They don't, but unless they need to liquidate something significant that would take to get rid of.
Okay.
All right, but generosity. Let it fuel who you are as a human being. Each and every day, you and I have opportunities to be generous to others. How did it come out of you so far this day? It should be a driving force behind what you do. Look for ways to share what God has given you to share. Don't clog up the pipeline. God wants to give you more to give to others. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can...
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is denying that he ever met WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Manafort says in a statement that a report in the left-wing British newspaper Guardian saying he met with Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy is totally false and deliberately libelous. Manafort says he has never been contacted by anyone connected to WikiLeaks, either directly or indirectly. The Chinese scientist who says he made the world's first gene-edited babies followed an unorthodox career path. He, John Kui, kept secret much of his research in pursuing a larger goal, making history. He began making his plans in 2016, the year after another team of Chinese scientists revealed that they had altered the DNA of human embryos in the lab. Scientists and regulators are outraged by his claims. This is SRN News.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, they got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports, your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sidera Health, reinventing healthcare. A high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him on this Giving Tuesday, as Martha and I invite you to join I Work For Him as we raise some money so we can grow the mission of I Work For Him this next year in 2019.
That's right. So one of the things, if you are on our email list, you may have already received an email about Giving Tuesday today, but for the rest of the...
You may have received 50,000 other emails to him. We're sorry.
No, not just from us.
No, we only sent one.
We only sent one today. We sent a few letting people know it was coming. And, of course, there are a lot of ministries out there that their job is to help people do this well. So there's been a lot of ministries you really taking advantage of Giving Tuesday in a good way. Because even though the world has decided that this is the day to be generous, it is a great way to set up the Advent season for families to really get the focus off of the commercialism and the buying. And maybe you even got all your shopping done by going on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that stuff. And now you can just focus on what God really wants you to focus on for the rest of the season. I love Advent. And what did I say that
you're... We got all our shopping done by Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Michael, you got all your shopping done on... Michael says no. Okay. All right. So Let's talk about how they can get along. They can come alongside us. We've got a couple of different opportunities on Facebook. We're raising some money today. The Facebook says they'll match, which is fantastic. We love that. So go to I Work For Him on Facebook. There's also a PayPal account. Same thing too. Just search for I Work For Him on PayPal. They're doubling it too.
So I called the fundraiser, Martha and Jim's fundraiser for I Work For Him Ministries. So if you're searching for it, I think if you put in Martha and Jim's, or if you go to our Facebook page, you should be able to find it. But that's where it's at. And people can donate there, and we just pray that it really does get doubled.
But always on iworkforhim.com, there's a donate button that you can click on, and it gives you a couple of opportunities. We're looking for 367 giving units, so families or individuals that are willing to commit $100 a month for the next 3 years to help sustain and grow iWorkForHim into a couple thousand different media markets across the country. And we're not talking about buying our way into radio across the country. We're talking about spreading the message of I Work For Him so that we can have hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people that when they wake up in the morning, they can say, I work for him.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to do. But also on our website, we're trying to raise 150 grand in order to help expand the message of I Work For Him across the country this next year, on using some really strategic marketing and social media stuff. And we just need your help to get that going and help us sustain and to grow. So we'd love it if you could find it in your heart to be generous, to give us a generous gift for this year. Go out to iworkforhim.com, click on the Donate Now button.
Yeah, those are great ways to get connected with us and be a partner with us, because that's really what it's all about. Not just financially, but also in the mindset and in what you're living out every day.
All right. We have a special little guest for you guys today. Many times on the show, we have brought on the very famous children's author, Dr. Mary Mann Simon. She started, I don't remember how we got started with a friendship with her, but Martha, in her old bookstore days, Christian bookstore days, got to be friends with Dr. Mary Mann Simon. And Mary Mann Simon is a gifted children's book writer. And she happened to mention to us by sending one in the mail to us, hey, I've written a new Christmas book. Would you like your audience to hear about it? And we said, absolutely, Dr. Mary Mann Simon. Welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thank you so much. It is great to be with you guys again.
Well, we just love having you.
That's exactly right. And I will tell you, when your book came in the mail, or I guess it was FedEx to us from
UPS. No, it was UPS.
It was UPS, so we get the right company. Anyway.
Yes, because UPS delivers to our door, FedEx delivered to our neighbors. That's right.
They get confused. But anyway, we happened to be standing out in the driveway when this particular book arrived, and we opened it to see what it was. And the driver said, oh, it's a children's book. He goes, I would love that for my child. So we are so excited to share your new book with our listeners. And then this copy is going to go to our UPS driver. Hopefully he'll deliver again.
We'll be able to catch him.
No. Well, being generous, that is what today's all about.
Amen.
And what a great way that you modeled that.
Yes, if we can track him down.
So, Dr. Mary Mann Simon, as you have settled in Florida, we're so grateful to have you as a member of our great state, you and part of the 21 million people that live here. How does it feel your first full winter here in Florida as you look at the temperatures up north and you're looking at loving it in Fort Myers?
I love winter in Florida. This is just, talk about being in God's country. I just feel so blessed for Hank and me to be all settled in here in Fort Myers. And it's we've met the best people. I had no idea, you guys, that we had such great people in this world. Everybody's moved from someplace, mm-hmm. and so everybody's been through the moving process, and it's just wonderful. We feel very, very blessed. This was a wonderful Thanksgiving for us.
Mm, very, very cool. Mary, you've got a new book out called The Christmas, My Christmas Story Tree. Where did the idea come up for it?
It really was what we did with our children. And so many times at the holidays, we look for traditions that kids can grow up with, that they can do year after year, and not just traditions that by the time they're 6 or 7, they say, oh, I've done that before, we don't need to do that. But when you have a tradition that really tells the Christmas story, that's something that will never grow old. Mm. Kids will never age out of putting ornaments on the tree and telling the Christmas story as they do it.
Awesome. Well, Mary, would you be willing to read your new book for our audience today?
I'd love to read my Christmas story tree. I'm going to make a story tree with decorations bright to tell what happened long ago on that first Christmas night. I'll start out with a tall fir tree that's green throughout the year, through winter cold and summer heat, a sign of life and cheer. God's love is like this evergreen. The leaves don't go away. God doesn't change. He stays with us and loves us every day. An angel said to Mary, I have come to bring you joy. The Son of God will soon be born. You'll have a baby boy. That's why I'll hang an angel up so high on this there tree. The angel starts the story that began so quietly. The baby did not have a crib or pillow for his head. Instead, he had a manger filled with straw to make a bed. This little ornament I made reminds me it is true that Jesus came to earth a child. He was like me and you. Outside of town, some shepherds watched their sheep throughout the night until an angel choir appeared, a bright and dazzling sight. They carried sticks, curved like this cane I have of red and white. This candy cane reminds me that the shepherds came that night. A star appeared up in the sky soon after Jesus' birth. The star showed people that the king had come to live on earth. That's why I'll add a yellow star to shine upon my tree, just like the Star of Bethlehem, for everyone to see. The wise men, guided by the star, brought treasures to behold. They knelt before the newborn king with frankincense and gold. I polished up this ornament to make it shine so bright, reminding me of gifts so rare the wise men brought that night. The gentle glow of twinkling lights makes me feel warm and snug. It's just like God is giving me a tender, loving hug. So every time I see the lights that shine throughout the night, I am reminded that the babe was born to be God's light. The tree is done, the story's not, for this is just the start of how God brings his own dear son into a person's heart. So celebrate the story that you see upon my tree, a story sent from God above for all the world to see.
Dr. Mary Mann Simon Reedon, her very first time on the radio, My Christmas Story Tree, her latest release this year for Christmas. Dr. Mary Mann Simon, where can people get a copy of this book for Christmas this year?
Certainly going to your local Christian bookstore or any store online. Hopefully everybody has my Christmas story tree because it tells the real meaning of Christmas and gives you a great tradition to do in your family every year.
My Christmas Story Tree by Dr. Mary Mann Simon. Thank you so much for calling in today. Merry Christmas. Mary, thank you so much for being part of I Work For Him so often. We sure do love having you on.
Oh, Jim and Martha, you're a blessing to so many.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. All right, you can check out Dr. Mary Mann Simon online, Mary Manns, M-A-N-Z, Simon.com, Mary Manns, Simon.com.
You know, I just want to add to that, it is a board book, so it is not easily destroyed, and it is shaped like a tree with a little star on the top, and it's got gold glitter, so it's pretty adorable. They look on Facebook today. We'll take a picture and use that for...
I took a picture of Martha while it was getting red, so it's fantastic. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We're talking generosity today. And, of course, when you look at Christmas, the whole story of generosity comes out because without Jesus' generosity, his willingness to give up everything, including his godly power, in order to come and reduce himself to the form of a human not just a human adult, but a human baby in a diaper, without diapers, because they didn't have diapers back then. When you realize what everything that Jesus gave up in order to come and live a life and pay the price for our sins and set an example for us and then raise from the dead. You talk about generosity. That's what Giving Tuesday is all about. We've been given everything. We just need to give a little bit back. And the more you give, the more free you'll feel. The more free you feel, the more free you'll feel to give more. And it will drive you crazy if you don't. The more you hoard for yourself, the more emburdened you will find yourself. It's totally an oxymoron. The world will tell you accumulate everything. But I will tell you that the scriptures are true. The more you give, the more freedom you will experience.
You know, one of our favorite sayings that somebody said years ago was, you give to get to give. You know,
so it's a great B&I statement.
Is it? Excellent. So people can understand it in the realm of business, but also in our personal lives through generosity.
Always put love your neighbor as yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Today, I Work For Him is just one of those ministries that's a neighbor out there. There's so many you could support. Check them out online, but check us out online, iworkforhim.com. Click on the donate button. We'd love to have your support. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Jim and I are so thankful for you today. Your prayers, calls, and financial support over the last 5.5 years are reasons we are truly grateful. If you know of a business person that is living out their faith in their work, we want to cover their story. Please call the listener line and tell us about them at 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. May your month be filled with gratitude and thankfulness. That's 866-713-9675.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're 2 payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Jim and I ask you to join us in our radio mission of encouraging Christ followers to live out their faith in their work. Consider making a generous donation to I Work For Him as part of your year-end giving. This will act as a down payment for Kingdom Work for 2019. Our desire is to expand I Work For Him all across our wonderful nation. We need your partnership. Please join Jim and I to spread the message of I Work For Him. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the donate tab. That's iworkforhim.com. Click on the donate tab.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. Happy Giving Tuesday. It's like Thanksgiving on steroids. It's way better than Black Friday, super much better than Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday really should define your life. And it's not the Giving Tuesday part. That's like another Hallmark holiday. It's the point behind it all. It's the generosity. And we're not here to tell you that the only ministry you should give to is I Work For Him. We're not saying that. There are millions of phenomenal, Christ-centered, selfless ministries out there across the globe. If the Lord has laid one on your heart that you're passionate about, we encourage you to give. If I Work For Him is something that's impacted your life, the guests that we've had on here, help us to continue that. Be part of our Be the Gift Giving Tuesday.
You know, what I love about Giving Tuesday is just this whole concept that makes people start to think, well, where should I give? What should I give? How should I give? You know, those questions, because so much of our life is spent on consumerism and what should I buy and where should I buy it and what price should I get? And it just changes that outlook to a moment of, even if it's just for one day, for some people to say, you know what, I'm going to give today and make a difference in that way. One of the articles that I read about Giving Tuesday was talking about the fact that no matter, even if we all give to different organizations, like what you were saying, Jim, we as a country, and actually internationally too, because if you look at Facebook, like I saw stuff that was in pounds and, you know, like different currencies besides the U.S. dollar, but is that we all are unified on one thing today, and that is giving. How cool is that?
Well, and it's very cool, very cool. It's sad that it's just one day a year.
But it's not necessarily. It's just a focus of one day.
Okay.
And so, and that's one of the things that the article
also. Half empty. I'm sorry.
Well, but that's the other thing the article really talked about was the fact that if it can turn our focus away from the buying and the gathering to the giving, that it can change our heart. It's good for the soul.
Well, let me just read some of my opening monologue.
Please do.
Again. Because this is from my heart. Generosity, it's a gift. It's a gift that flows through the heart of every human being, but is unleashed by the power of Jesus in our lives. A generous life is a life lived in freedom. Freedom. You just picture, you know, Mel Gibson screaming with his blue face, freedom! I mean, it's just like that. Freedom. A generous life is a life lived in freedom. Freedom from the entanglements of stuff. Freedom from the collection of worthless possessions that crowd the peace out of our lives. Jesus demonstrated generosity in everything he did. What about you? Does generosity flow from your heart? Does your stuff in your bank account have a hold on your mind? Is your 10% giving more like 1% or 2%? Is your giving stifled by too many credit cards and car payments and boat payments and whatever else? How about a storage locker payment? Is your freedom to give forfeited by your slavery to your lifestyle? Because in Christ, as it says in Acts chapter 2, they were all in one accord, and they weren't talking about a Honda. Anybody who had something, if there was a need, that need was met by the church. Right now, sitting here listening to us, you are surrounded by needy people. People that need jobs. People that need food. People that need car repairs so that they can get a job. You're surrounded by people that need a place to stay, a place to live. What are we doing about this? This is your opportunity to say, I've been given more than I need. I want to reduce my lifestyle and live generously.
Well, you know, if people go to our website or our Facebook and they got our email that says Be the Gift is our theme, that's
the gift.
Really what I was boiling it down to, Jim, was God just kind of said to me, be the gift. And it's not just a financial gift, but think about when you are tired and you maybe don't have the energy to have a deep conversation with somebody, but they really need a listening ear. Giving them the gift of your time could be the most valuable thing you have to offer in that moment. And in the context of what we talk about and I Work for Him, that might mean staying after work a few minutes and sitting by somebody's desk and saying, what's going on in your life? And how can I walk alongside you through this? So that was my whole thought with the generosity is that it's not always about the pocketbook. Sometimes we are very stingy with our time, with our energy, with the love. We hold back love because love can be very messy. And so those are some of the things that we need to think about in our life and how we can give those as a gift.
You know, one of the things that Martha and I decided as newlyweds many, many, many moons ago, 32 and a half years ago almost, was that, sorry, Mom and Dad, sorry, Martha's mom and dad, Denny Lane, we're going to throw you under the bus here, so just get an alert.
Uh-oh, which thing did we talk about?
We decided that we didn't want to be gatherers. Both of our parents suffered from the box syndrome, where they had accumulated significantly over their many, many moons of marriage. And at that point in time, when we were getting married, they'd both been married about 30 years. And we just said, you know what? We don't want our kids to have to sift through our old stuff when we get old. So here's the deal. Let's make a commitment and a covenant to each other that says, if we don't use it in a year, we're going to give it away so that somebody can use our cast-off stuff before it's useless. So whether that's clothing or whether that's an appliance or whatever it may be, if it's not getting used, give it away. And it just, it really emboldened our generosity. And we don't have garage sales. That's the other thing. We did some garage sales when we were younger. They're way more work. It's way easier just to give stuff away. But we just decided we didn't want to accumulate stuff and then it'd be useless to people later on. That's the point. Many of you have stuff that you can put into action for ministry today. You can either give it to a local thrift store and let them sell it and turn it into ministry money. Maybe you've got some assets that you need liquidated. Maybe it's an old stamp collection. Maybe it's just something sitting around. Maybe you have a Beanie Baby collection. You know, those are even can be turned into money. Whatever you have, maybe it's a Holly Hobby collection. You don't know. Matchbox collection. You could donate that to iWorkForHim.com. What we're trying to talk about is the fact that it doesn't, you may have stuff that is taking all your time, but we can turn it into a liquid asset that gets working for the kingdom and helping encourage all those people around us each and every day to meet Jesus.
Yeah, so really, I think one of the big things that really is a takeaway for me is just looking at, you know, do I have a generous heart? Is there anything I'm holding on to? And again, we're not just talking about physical things.
No,
we're not just talking about stuff that takes up space, but what am I holding on to and not being generous with? Whether it is making a meal for somebody, whether it's spending time, you know, Jim, we did the love languages as a couple and learned that, you know, quality time is a really important thing for you. And so by me sitting on the couch next to you, I purposefully am not being stingy with my time in that way and sitting there with you when I think, oh, I could be, you know, doing the laundry or whatever. And I know, you know, that most people would like that excuse. But the fact is that, you know, making a decision to not be stingy with the things that we have that we hold on to in our life. So again, you know, this is Giving Tuesday, and we love the opportunity to help the world to see through the eyes of Jesus Christ about generosity and the generosity that's been given to us. But it is our desire for more people to hear this message. And so we do have a couple of goals for our year end, and one of them is to have $150,000 raised to help us launch into the next year and make some really significant strides for more people to hear this message that their work matters and that they have a mission field right there in front of them for them to be living out every day.
No matter what they do.
Exactly.
So we would love for you to come alongside I Work For Him. It's Giving Tuesday. You know, it's we wanted to talk more about generosity than about giving to I Work For Him. Yep. But the ministry of I Work For Him lifts up ministries, hundreds, and over the last 5.5 years has lifted up almost 1,000 different ministries across the country. We're just trying to give them a mouthpiece, trying to help somebody else to know about them. So help us to do that more effectively. Go to iWorkForHim.com, click on the donate button, and choose whether you want to come alongside of us as a monthly partner or making a generous one-time gift here at the end of the year. We would love to have you join us. There's somebody out there listening right now that you've been waiting for a ministry that would touch the lives of people in their workplace, and we're there for you to invest in because we're lifting up all the ministries that will disciple people in their workplace. Please come alongside us. That would be phenomenal.
You know, we all know what it feels like to feel like we're all alone. And a lot of times we hear from listeners who say, you know, one of the biggest things I get out of the radio show is realizing I'm not the only Christian in the workplace.
That's for sure.
And so knowing that we can encourage each other in that way and that we can be an example for each other and have impact in our workplace is really what it's all about. And so we hope that that's what the listeners are getting. And we're just so thankful that we can be used in that way as a mouthpiece.
One of the things I'll challenge every one of you, because Martha and I had to learn this as well within our marriage. The more you give, the less you realize you can live on. And when you realize the gift of giving, you will find that 100 minus 10 still equals 100. Because God has shown us that in our lives each and every day. As we have learned to be more generous, we have seen that we could live on less and still have more than we need. So thankful for you turning in today on giving, tuning in today on I Work For Him. So grateful that you have joined us. Make sure you check us out online, iworkforhim.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace is our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.